see. So much to do. Walking up and down my street. How are you? And what do you do? Making friends with the people I meet.
Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. My guest today is Steve Murphy with the Magnuson Off-Leash Group, here to talk to us about the organization and about the off-leash dog park at Magnuson Park. Steve, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us, Benjamin.
All right. Well, if you could start us off, let our listeners know what your role is at Magnuson Off-Leash Group and how you got started there.
My role at the Off-Leash Group is treasurer, and I got started volunteering about 4 years ago. And the treasurer, sometime later, said that she was going to resign, and I got signed up for that. So I've been the treasurer for about 2 years.
All right. Well, I have to say that I love dogs. Unfortunately, I do not own a dog.
Oh, too bad.
I know. But for you, do you own a dog?
I do have a dog. I have a small dog, a King Charles Spaniel named Poppy, and she's going to be 4 years old this August.
All right. How wonderful. How wonderful. Well, let's get into the Magnuson Off-Leash Group. Could you give us a brief history of the organization and a little bit about what the Magnuson Off-Leash Group does?
Well, the Off-Leash Group, which is Magnuson Off-Leash Group, short, and it was founded in 2000, and it was founded to provide a safe and enjoyable space for people and their furry friends.
All right. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because the Magnuson Off-Leash Dog Park is a big part of Magnuson Park. And from what I understand, there are going to be some improvements being done to the dog park. What are some of those improvements that are being made?
Well, there's continuing improvements all the time. But one of the big ones is it's going to be ADA accessible this month. They're going to close the main entrance and put in new gates and redo the water stations at the front. So it's a big, big deal, and it'll take 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks. Okay. And what group or organization is making those improvements?
The group that's doing that is the Parks Department in association with the city. And Moog supports that.
Gotcha. Okay. So 2 to 3 weeks. And during that time, you mentioned the entrance is going to be closed. One of the entrances is going to be closed. Are there any other areas or services that are going to be inaccessible during those 2 to 3 weeks?
The water at the front entrance, the center entrance, will be turned off. And the two gates at either end, the north and the south end, will be open.
All right. So still able to get into the park while those improvements are being made. And making this area ADA accessible, what does that look like? What are the kind of some of those specific improvements that are being done?
Well, the gates will be able for somebody in a wheelchair to open and close by themselves. And there'll be places to sit where people in a wheelchair can sit comfortably under shade. And the water will be ADA accessible.
All right. So sounds like some really great improvements coming to the Magnuson Off-Leash Dog Park. Why were those improvements needed, and how do you see those benefiting the community?
Well, they benefit the community because it makes it more inclusive for the ADA accessible, and it was mandated by city that any public park has to be ADA accessible, and the off-leash park was not.
Okay, so getting around to making it ADA accessible and complying with that, it does sound like it will be a huge benefit to the community, being inclusive, as you mentioned, folks being able to bring in their beloved pets.
Yes.
And being able to experience such a wonderful off-leash dog park in this area. That is a huge undertaking. A lot going on there. I mean, parts of the, at least the entrance, parts of the park, off-leash dog park being closed for 2 to 3 weeks, like you said. Are there any other projects that the Magnuson Off-Leash Group is doing right now or planning on doing once this is completed?
Well, that's an ongoing process. Mm-hmm. The Off-Leash Mole Group sponsors a number of volunteer cleanup and park maintenance volunteer days where we have a sign-up table at the front entrance and people can sign up and there'll be tools and wheelbarrows and the Parks Department will drop gravel that we can spread around. So that happens. And our next one will probably be in June. We don't have a date for it yet, but it'll probably be in June.
And how long do those projects go throughout the day? What would a day look like if someone's volunteering for that?
It would start at 9 o'clock, and we have tables set up, and beverages and donuts are available. And so then you sign up, and you get tasked with doing projects here, there, or everywhere. And you get a wheelbarrow and tools and gloves, and then you work as long as you want. And we usually shut down about 3, depending on the weather.
All right. So an opportunity to keep bettering and improving that Magnuson Off-Leash Dog Park.
Yes. And everybody is encouraged to volunteer. And that's for everybody to volunteer. If you want to do more volunteering, you can volunteer. There's a place to do that, to sign up at the work parties.
With volunteering, you sign up at the work parties. Are there any other ways that folks might find out about volunteer opportunities?
We have a website, and we have it's called info@magnusonolg.org. So it's an email address, and that goes to me, and then I respond. If somebody wants to volunteer, I'll get them in touch with who needs to be in touch. And if somebody wants to donate, we have Venmo and PayPal to do that.
All right. So the website then is magnusonolg.org, and that email address info@magnusonolg.org.
Yes.
All right. Well, then going to the Off-Leash Dog Park itself, again, kind of a popular area for Magnuson Park. So getting into that, how big of an area is the Off-Leash Dog Park?
It's the biggest off-leash park in Seattle, and it's about a mile to water access on Lake Washington, a mile one way and a mile back, and it has several pagodas for getting out of the weather, and it has portable restrooms and lots of dog walkers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very popular indeed. So you have the access to Lake Washington, so a water area for some of the dogs. What other kind of services, amenities, or play areas might folks find if they bring their dogs to the area?
You'll find a small shy dog area for small dogs, and that's a fenced off area at the front of the dog park. And you'll also, there are some vendors that take place there. And there's one vendor that is express in and out dog grooming. So they do clip nails and do a quick groom. And they're there 4 days a week or so. And there's rumored to be a bakery truck there going to be pretty soon.
Okay. Yeah, I know I've seen the Barkery out there a few times.
That's gone now, but there's another one coming.
There's another one coming. Oh, that's great. Great to hear. So before folks visit the Off-Leash Dog Park for the first time, are there any rules or policies that they should keep in mind before they visit the park for the first time with their dog?
Well, they have to keep in mind that it's an off-leash park, and dogs should always be under voice control, and it's a popular park for dog walkers, so you'll see a lot of dog walkers with multiple dogs. And if a dog gets aggressive, you have to have voice control and get them leashed. And they have to have current vaccinations, too.
All right. So a couple things to keep in mind for folks who are visiting the Off-Leash Dog Park. Now, the improvements that are coming, there's the one entrance that's going to be closed, but that'll be open in 2 or 3 weeks. There are the couple other entrances. What about parking while the improvements are going on? And then once those are done, where would folks find parking?
You'll find parking if you enter on 74th headed east, go all the way to the end, and that's the main parking lot. And you'll also find parking in the sports fields park It's a little more of a walk, but you can walk there. You can park there and walk. And during the renovations, parts of the parking lot will be closed, and they'll be filling in some of the holes and the potholes in the parking lot.
All right. So even the parking lot is kind of getting a little facelift.
Yes.
Some improvements to the parking lot make that a little bit more accessible for folks. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren, talking with Steve Murphy from the Magnuson Off-Leash Group about the work the organization does and about the off-leash dog park at Magnuson Park. Well, we have, again, we keep saying it, this incredible off-leash dog park in the heart of Magnuson Park. What do you see as the benefit of having this off-leash dog park in Magnuson Park?
Well, it's a safe place for people and their pets to gather and mingle and meet. Lots of people to meet and talk about their dogs, their favorite friends.
All right. So if folks are not able to visit the Magnuson Park off-leash dog park, maybe they're from a little bit outside of this area. Maybe they're not in walking distance, whatever it might be. What are some other off-leash dog parks that you would recommend in Seattle or the surrounding area?
Well, I can think of three. One of them is Woodland Park Zoo has an off-leash park. And then one on Mercer Island called Luther Burbank on the north end of Mercer Island. And one in Bellevue called Robinswood by Bellevue College. So there's three. And there's dog parks all over.
All over, yes, yes. Lots of folks owning dogs in this area. I know for some of the dogs that I have dog sat, some of our friends have. Mary Moore is a
yes.
pretty big one. That's a fairly popular one on the east side in the Bellevue-Redmond area.
And the dog parks are also popular with meetup groups. Mm-hmm. I'm the organizer for the Cavalier meetups. And so we meet at Magnuson and all these other parks that we're talking about.
All right. So these meetups are folks who own dogs of a similar breed, or what do those meetups look like?
That's meetups for people that own Cavaliers or Cavalier mixes. And on a nice day when it's dry, we might have 25 or 30 of those dogs chasing each other.
Are there other meetup groups that you're familiar with that come to Magnuson Park?
Every kind of dog imaginable. There's pug meetups. There's spaniel meetups. There's German Shepherd meetups. Doodle meetups. They're all in there.
Okay. Very good. Now, for the Cavalier, or maybe some of the other ones, if you're familiar, how would folks find out about when those meetups happen?
Well, you join the meetup group that you're interested in on the meetup.com site.
Okay.
And the one I'm the organizer for is called the West Side, East Side Cavaliers.
Gotcha. All right. So some opportunities there for folks to join those meetup groups outside of MOLG, outside of the organization, but opportunities to really experience the park with folks who have the same type of dog or have the same interests there. Going back to the organization itself and talking about volunteering and other ways that folks can contribute, you've mentioned the website as a place to go to find out more information. Outside of volunteering, I know you touched on donations. What other ways can folks contribute to Magnuson Off-Leash Group, whether that is the financial donations or in-kind material donations, maybe for some of the projects or the volunteer work that you're doing?
Well, we could always use volunteers at the work parties, and we could use tools, either loaned or donated, and you can donate financially, and you can donate your time by the Magnuson Off-Leash Group. One of the things that we have that we're contracted to do with the city is to provide poop bags for the dogs. So I order the poop bags and we have them delivered to another person, and they put them in the park, and then some other people distribute those bags around the park so they could volunteer to do that. That's how I got started.
Okay. All right. Now, with volunteering, we've talked about the work parties. Are there other ways that folks can volunteer with Magnuson Off-Leash Group? If there's clerical work or office work or outreach work, what other ways can folks volunteer if they aren't able to do one of the work parties?
Well, there's not that much office work. We don't really have an office. That'd be my house.
Okay.
we have to have an office, so that's my address.
Okay.
But there's just not that much. Most of it is taken care of by the treasurer, and then we have board meetings. And people can sign up to be on the board as well. We have some openings on the board.
All right. And what does a board position look like? What would the requirements for that
meet about once a month, and during the pandemic, of course, they were Zoom, but now we're starting to meet in person about once a month, and we're really just kind of getting organized because the pandemic really put us down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put a lot of organizations down, a lot of organizations kind of bouncing back from that. The in-person meetups for the board meetings, is that here at the park or does it shift around? What does that look like?
Well, we try to meet at a restaurant and have dinner.
Okay.
So the board pays for that, of course. And we've had meetings. The most recent one we had was at Ravenna Brewing Company on 55th.
Okay. So it moves around a little bit. So if folks are interested in that, the website and the email address, are those good places to start?
Yes.
All right. And so that is magnusonolg.org for the website and info@magnusonolg.org for the email address.
Yes.
Other than the website, the email, how else can folks find out about Magnuson Off-Leash Group? Are there social media accounts? Is there a newsletter? What does that look like?
Well, that would have to be answered by Jin, our president, who's in charge of all that stuff, and he couldn't make the interview today.
Okay. All right. So start out on the website. Use the email address. Those are good places to start to find out more about the Magnuson Off-Leash Group. Well, as we are wrapping up here, are there any final thoughts that you would like to leave our listeners with regarding the work that Magnuson Off-Leash Group does, or highlight any current or upcoming projects?
No, I think you've pretty well covered it, Benjamin.
All right. Well, Steve, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciated learning more about the Magnuson Off-Leash Group and the Magnuson Park Off-Leash Dog Park. Really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me.
Thank you.
I'm just walking my dog, singing my song. My love was lonely and blue. Yeah, I was sad as a sailor. I was an angry one too. Then there was you appeared when I was entangled with youth and fear. And nerves jingle, jangled, vermouth and beer were getting me mangled up. But then I looked in your eyes and I was no more a failure. You look so wacky and wise. And I said, Lord, I'm happy cause I'm just walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along. It's just me and my dog, catching some sun. We can't go wrong. I don't care about your hate and your doubt. And I don't care what the politicians spout. If you need a companion, why just go out by the pound and find yourself a hound? Cause that's what it's all about. My love was tragic and sad. I was the archetypal loser. I was a pageant gone bad. Then there was you on time and wagging your tail in the cutest mime. And you was in jail. I said, woof, be mine. And you gave a wail. And then I was no longer alone. And I was no more a boozer. We'll make the happiest home. And I said, Lord, I'm happy girls. I'm just walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along. It's just me and my dog, catching some sun. We can't go wrong. I don't care about your hate and your doubt. And I don't care what the politicians spout. If you need a silver hound and make that dog get proud, 'cause that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Whoa, whoa. That's what it's all about. Good
dog. Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Steve Murphy from the Magnuson Off Leash Group, a nonprofit organization advocating for the preservation and betterment of the Magnuson Off-Leash area. You can learn more about the Magnuson Off-Leash Group by visiting magnusonolg.org. Some upcoming events happening in Magnuson Park: the Plein Air Views of Washington Gallery exhibition is currently open at the Magnuson Park Gallery in Building 30 until June 29th. The exhibition features artists from all over Washington State who have come together to present and celebrate artworks in the plein air style. Magnuson Park Gallery hours are Thursday to Saturday, 12 to 3 p.m. The second annual Plein Air Magnuson Park Paint Out will also take place on Saturday, June 1st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check out space@magnuson.org for more information. Another event coming to Magnuson Park, the Seattle Mineral Market, will take place on Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th at Hangar 30. There will be over 60 dealers and miners of minerals, fossils, gems, jewelry, mineral arts, and more. Check out elementalendeavors.com for more information. A special thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, are looking for a schedule of our programs, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And stay with us for more amazing programs coming up today. And don't forget to tune in again next Thursday at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren, broadcasting from Space 101.1 FM, the coolest radio station in the galaxy. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you at Magnuson Park. Walking.